the agents day to day were excited to see how many calls they could do. When you sat there and it says you've made 1,000 calls today, it's like, wow, you couldn't have done that if you were sat there dialing each number and waiting.
Welcome to Collecting Thoughts, CNR Software's new podcast. We're your one-stop shop for digestible industry news, anecdotes, and advice as told by the boots-on-the-ground industry leaders and subject matter experts. We'll be covering topics across the collection space, technology, and finance. I'm your host, Christina, and I'm happy to have you join us. Today's guest is Emma Reynolds. Emma is a UK account manager for TCN. After starting her career in debt collections, nearly a decade later, Emma has found herself helping TCN sell the same cloud-based dialer system that she used back in her first collections role. In her free time, Emma loves spending time with her family, walking her dog, cooking, and traveling to new places. Emma, welcome to Collecting Thoughts.
Hi, thank you.
So for today, I want to talk about the benefits a collection organization can experience when they arm their team with the proper technology, something that I'm sure you can talk for a long time on. But before we get into that, why don't you tell me how you found yourself in this industry?
Yeah, thank you, Christina. So basically, I started in collections, like you said, around 10 years ago. I was on the phones, speaking to debtors, calling day in, day out with the old school telephone, picking up the phone, dialing in the number. And the first collection company I was with, we used TCN, and they're a cloud-based dialer system. And it was completely new for me, something, you know, I was scared to use it. It was different. But once I got onto the system, was making calls through the system on campaigns where calls were automatically running and you didn't have to sit listening to the dial tone and things like that, it was a whole new way of working in the collection sector. The productivity for myself and other agents was sky high. We actually got to the point in the first debt collection company I was in where we could employ more agents because we were sending out machine messages and things like that where you didn't have to wait, listen to the voicemail and leave the message. So we were able to then actually employ more agents because we didn't have to sit around waiting for someone to answer the phone. From my perspective, a cloud-based solution like TCN was above and beyond, helped in our collections overall. For the company.
I like how you said that you were able to hire more agents, actually. I talked to a lot of collections managers and collections directors on the podcast, and a lot of them will talk about, you know, they've been at their company for many, many years, and they all have their formulas, and they like connecting with people on a person-to-person basis, which obviously makes sense. But there's also this underlying, like, being afraid of technology, kind of like you were. Because, yeah. You know, you hear about how, like, AI is going to take all of our jobs and the technology is not helping us. But you have direct experience where it really did. It increased productivity and they were able to capitalize on that and hire more staff.
Exactly.
And it's funny that you were working with the same technology that you're using now. So as someone who, you kind of mentioned this already, but as someone who's been on both sides of the coin, can you kind of talk about more specific benefits a collector would have who it can experience a robust tech stack of certain tools? I know some collectors I've talked to in the past, like, we always have the team leaders who are pushing, you know, we really want omnichannel, but at the same time, people really want to call up Mrs. Smith to ask about how her family is doing and also try to encourage her to help move her towards financial good health. So can you talk about finding that balance with having the tools and also the personal of getting to connect with them one-to-one?
Yeah, I mean, the collections industry in general is hard. You know, there's regulations in place. You have to be nice to vulnerable customers and have care towards them. And at the end of the day, the debt collection industry, the way I looked at it when I was an agent, was I wanted to help these people. You know, it wasn't just calling to take all of their money. It was helping them. It was trying to get into a payment plan, negotiate with them what was best for them to pay, to try and stop it going further, you know, through litigation and things like that. And I think once you speak to someone, when you actually speak to an agent and they can listen to your circumstances and your worries, and then you can actually sort of build a relationship from there and help each other, you know. And I think people are scared of, like you say, the technology of, do they have to speak to a robot or, you know, so having like an agent on the end of the phone is so much better because you can hear that the person is struggling and they need help and things like that in payment plans and negotiating. But in general, I think just having that sort of system in place helps not only the company, but the customer, because you have that one-to-one.
Yeah, for sure. It's just finding the balance. And plus, when collectors get the luxury of being able to choose, or even just, you know, operations directors, collection team leads get the luxury to strategize, okay, we are going to use our data to say that this person will probably respond to self-serve versus this person really needs that hand-holding, that agent to call them. I feel like it can just make everything a lot more efficient, right? Because the agents aren't stressed out by dealing with the people who really could just handle it on the computer themselves. And maybe they're tracing them on the phone by calling all of the time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, on our system, for example, we have skill-based routing for the calls. So we'll have different hunt groups for different sectors within that company. So the call will be diverted to the correct person to handle that call. You know, so say if it was someone that you could press one if you felt vulnerable. So then you would be put through to that vulnerable department. So you know you're talking to the right person in the first instance, you know, which I think is really important as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know I read a lot about how the industry as a whole has typical like high turnover rate because it's a difficult job, right? You're having difficult conversations with people who don't really want to talk to you because they are in their own difficult situations. But when you can pivot it to specific teams, the person is probably being handled a lot better because you have someone with their training that can handle their specific feeling. And then you also don't have an overwhelmed and burned out collections team, especially with the influx of volume that everybody is probably experiencing, regardless of the industry they're in.
For sure, yeah.
Do you have any stories, whether it's about how you, when you were a collector, got to really see firsthand the benefit of using technology, or just anything interesting from your time now or as a collector that you want to share?
Yeah, so, I mean, for me, the most important thing in that first debt collection company I was with, I actually progressed from agent to team lead to manager, which was awesome to be able to get that far and also to be able to do different parts of each job, you know? So I know as an agent what it was like to be trained. So I could train that agent when I was a manager, how I thought it would be good to be trained, if that makes sense. So like I said, when we changed over to that dialer system and we were able to blast out SMSs and, you know, went from manual to completely automated was phenomenal because A, the revenue doubled because we were getting more calls out there, more ways of contact out there, email, SMS, IVM messages, you know, and things like that were just being blasted out. And B, the agents had more morale because they weren't sort of sat there listening to that dial tone or voicemail after voicemail. So like incentives were brought in for the agents of, you know, how many connects how many people can you connect to in a day, things like that. And it just boosted the whole morale of the company. The agents day to day were excited to see how many calls they could do. You know, they have on TCN like wall boards that says how far you are through the campaign and how many calls you've made, you know, and when you're sat there and it says you've made 1,000 calls today, it's like, wow, you know, you couldn't have done that if you were sat there dialing each number and waiting. So for me in general, it was the productivity is above and beyond with technology rather than the old school manual stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's funny how you mentioned the voicemails. That's something I've never thought of before. But yeah, you would have to sit through people's, like, I can't even imagine the interesting types of voicemails that collectors would have to listen to. I mean, that alone would be a more morale killer if you're like right before lunch and you get someone's like pop song voicemail that they're playing.
Exactly.
Or the ringbacks. That would be funny too. What would you say to a collections lead or collections manager who is a little more hesitant to adopt some of the technology that we feel is so, you know, such a no-brainer?
Once you've seen a demo, it's like, wow. You know, you can explain how the system works and it can get very in-depth. You can do lots of different things within the platform. But once you actually just see a demo, which is like 50 minutes of your time, you know, it's so eye-opening and it makes you think, why was I doing that before? And why was I wasting all that time doing all these different things when it's so simple to just press a couple of buttons and it's gone? You know, we've just implemented scorecards. So for team leaders, for compliance and things like that, there's automated scorecards that you literally just press the yes or no. So did the customer confirm data protection or confirm that all calls are recorded? And that scorecard is automatically then scored and sent straight to the agent. That takes out a lot of time for team leaders who have to sit there and do an Excel or write it on a piece of paper or however old school they're doing it, I guess. But yeah, it's definitely the way forward. And I think if people can just take the time to look at it, it is daunting. But especially our platform, it's completely customizable. If there's anything you want to change, anything you want to see, anything different, then it's completely doable.
And I feel like actually sitting through and looking at how the technology can help can maybe help them shift their mindset of like, well, if I'm not doing the manual tasks, then that means my job is at risk. It's like, no, your job is not at risk. It means that you get to have more time to maybe tackle things that you have been on that to-do list and it's been pushed down to the back because you have to do your daily tasks that are needed in order to hit, you know, your basic goals, like filling out the scorecard for a team lead. That's something they have to do. But if they can automate that and check it off, then that means they can maybe spend more time developing training materials or something like that. It just opens up more time to evolve themselves as a team.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Emma, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Is there anything that we didn't touch on that you want to bring up before we sign off?
I don't think so. No, that was great. Thank you for having me.
For sure. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Christina. Thank you.